So, Ian, there really seems to be only one place we can start, and that's to reflect very quickly on the weekend just gone. Obviously, a final run on the Sunday in the Players' Championship, but unfortunately, you didn't come home with a winner's title, as it were. Is it mixed emotions, perhaps?
Yeah, it's very mixed emotions. Coming home on a Sunday, I didn't want to speak to anyone. I missed 6 yards at double to win 6-4. We played well all day Saturday and all day Sunday. I just kept it going, and just that last tiny double I wanted, I just couldn't hit it.
Does it make it more frustrating that, you know, that you've done it before? Crossing the finishing line has never necessarily been a big issue, but, you know, on Sunday it didn't quite work. Does that make it more? Does that make it more of a bitter pill to swallow?
Yeah, you just got to go on with it, ready for the next game. But yeah, it's always getting to that final and not winning it. You know, no one wants to come second. You all want to win it. You know, there's 128 people there want to win it. But at the end of the day, I'm still going in the right direction. If I'm getting to the finals all the time, I'm not doing much wrong. Just that last bit.
Is it a case of when rather than if now then, because it's obviously not the first time this year that you've got that far?
it'll happen this year. We'll be talking soon, hopefully, and having a winner's one. I'd take a major. Actually, I could have a major instead, but the way I'm playing at the moment, I'm not disappointed, you know, so yeah. It'll happen soon.
Even if it was a very quiet journey home on Sunday evening, I suppose at least you must be going into this weekend and going and heading to Germany feeling fairly confident and in fairly good shape.
Yeah, I feel good. If I can take what I did a weekend up, you know, into Germany, you know, fingers crossed we can get, you know, towards the quarterfinals, semi-finals, even win it. You know, so everything's going right for me. It's just, it will turn. It's just things do hit you, and you know, and you don't get over that finish line, or something goes wrong. But if you keep doing the right thing all the time, it will turn. It'll turn soon.
What do you make of the European tours as well? Because obviously, growing in popularity, and you know, it's the major stage, isn't it? But not necessarily with the millions of Sky Sports viewers.
Yeah. On the Pro Tour, it's looking at these are becoming more and more popular. And you know, when you're playing in these are like little mini majors. You know, and you want to win these because you're ending up with like double the money that you can get on a Pro Tour. So these 8 or 10 tournaments we've got in a year, these are, you know, precious. You need to be in every one of these.
Excellent. And one final thing as well, UK Sports Management this week have been very proud to announce that Jamie Cavan has come on board. Is that a move you welcome?
Yeah, definitely. Jamie's a good lad. You know, we all got on together on the Pro Tour, and you know, I said to him, I said, you know, good luck with it. You know, we've got a nice team together now, so hopefully that we can all, you know, start doing quite well and get the UK Sports Management, you know, as a high profile organisation. And I think the five of us have got a good chance.